My dad was in the Army during the war.
Yeah.
And he was in Air Force Intelligence, I think. He never talked much about World War II, as many of those men didn't. Although I have his books. When he died, my mother gave me his uniform and these books of photographs he took, like flying over Japan shortly after the bomb and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But he was a traveling salesman. He was a sales manager for Mallinckrodt, which is a chemical company. So he was a traveling salesman. He was home on the weekends. Basically, I was raised by my mom and my sister and I. So my mother is a formidable woman.
Yeah.
she's indomitable, I think, is the expression. I probably got an extra syllable in there. Yes, she's a very strong, I would say our family was kind of matriarchal. She was working during the war, as many young women were, and she was going to school and working, and then when the men came home and the war ended, basically that was an enormous, you know, cultural movement for women to go back to the home, and so she, at that point, basically lost her job to the men who were coming home from the war. And if she couldn't work, she couldn't go to school, so she couldn't finish her college degree. So she became a mother and channeled all of her achievement goals, I think, into her kids.